got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What's cracking, riders? This Steel from the Gangsta Chronicles, and I wanted to bless y'all with this recent YouTube Live that was put together with the homies Midwest AJ and SJ from the Connected Experience podcast, where we sat down with Glass and Malone and did a breakdown of his recent release, Glass House. We actually playing some of the joints and G giving us a little context behind each song. Make sure you follow our podcast at the Gangsta Chronicles Podcast on Instagram and follow us on YouTube at Digital Soapbox Network. And also check out the homies podcast that drops every Monday, The Connected Experience on Digital Soapbox. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's what we do too. This the home of the exclusives. I'm AJ, or you can call me Mia with Antoine.
I'm SJ. Midwest SJ, the Connected Experience.
And what we about to do on This and Bull Live is we about to do an album breakdown with the Loke, Glasses Malone, for his recently released project. So this project, it's not gonna be a review. This gonna be a breakdown, because who is anybody to review somebody else's music, right? Because music is an art form, and usually the artists know what they're trying to get across, and the consumer don't even understand it till the artist long gone. So to have an artist on explaining what his art form is based on, like, real time is very rare, and that's something that we like to do at the Connected Experience. So we hooked up with thisisomebull.com with Big Steel, and he introduced us to Glasses Malone, somebody we've been listening to. And shit, last time we was in California, we was trying to get up with you. It was Mother's Day. Well, that was 2 times ago, but it was Mother's Day, so this has been in the making for at least 2 years, but the album wasn't out then. So kind of get into the album concept that you was trying to get across, and then we gonna have some songs that stuck out to us, and then we just want you to break those songs down as we tell you what stood out to us about the song, and then you can kind of tell us what you was feeling at that time that you did the music.
So this particular project, and thanks for having me on, though, but this particular project, right, is it's called Glass House 1. I released it initially in 2012. The concept of Glass House, that was a name my homeboy Pat Dog, rest in peace, used to call me. when I used to kind of be on my tip. You know what I'm saying? Whatever tip I was on, he would call me that, like, yeah, Glass House. You know what I mean? Like, that means I was tripping. Normally, I'm the voice of reason with my homeboys. And being in this business for so long, and I spent a lot of early years of my career, you know, I got my deal in 2007, and I spent a lot of early years of my career just, you know, using the microphone as a therapy, you know what I'm saying? Talking to it and explaining all the trauma that, like, we suffer from where I'm from. So by the time I got to Glass House around 2011 and 12, I felt like I had, you know, exhaled so much like BS that I was ready to kind of start having fun. And Glass House is just this, the actual music is really just ego, you know, ego and pride. It's all attitude. It's me and my most gangbangery moments. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the bravado part of it. There's not a ton of that in my music, but every now and then I'm able to get it off. So Glass House represents that. So when I started working on it in 2012, I thought it was dope, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, I was kind of learning about records, what records represent. I was starting to learn what hip-hop really was, and I was starting to learn about marketing. So I was able to make one record make sense, you know, to convey the attitude I wanted to convey, to show everybody where I'm from and really the attitude, you know, in this culture. And that good. But I don't think I did a great job with the whole project. So now that, you know, streaming apps are totally dominant and that's how most people are consuming all music, I have to start moving past projects to streaming apps. And it gives me a chance to kind of, now 8 years, 8 years, you know, 8 years forward, you know what I mean? Moving into streaming apps for mixtapes and websites, I get a chance to kind of convey the exact thing I wanted to convey with music, with that project. I wanted to bring you to California. And 8 years of research, I finally learned how, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you're hearing in this particular project. You getting to come to California, you know what I'm saying? And whether you in Michigan, whether you in New York, whether you in Florida, you know, you get to come see what it's really like. And that's what great hip hop is all about.
Project record that we want to talk about was Dear Hip Hop with Schoolboy Q. How did you come up with the concept to get Schoolboy Q to do that poem at the beginning of the record?
The irony is I was telling Steel I had an idea to write a poem called Dear Hip Hop. And the idea was kind of, because this project really represents our culture out here, I was telling Steele I wanted to write it to hip hop as if hip hop was like this deadbeat father, you know, that tried to disown his child. I always felt like that growing up listening to, you know, New York hip hop and then how they looked at the West Coast, you know, how lack of love they showed the whole experience. It's like, but you birthed this experience. And, I came to Steel with the idea and Steel was like, hold on, let me write it. Let me write it. And I'm like, all right. So he started writing the poem. And when he sent it to me, I liked where he was going. So I kind of added some pieces to it and made some changes to where exactly what I had in mind, but it was really good. And we just wanted somebody that sounded like, I sound like a West Coast nigga. You know what I mean? I sound like LA. Feel me? But it was two names that kept coming to mind, Schoolboy Q and Ice Cube. And Q was a friend of ours, you know what I mean? We watched him come up in the business to become a multi-platinum success. So coming to him for a favor was never going to be a hard thing. It was always going to be easy. But what's important about that poem is, it's funny because as time has went on, like since we released that project maybe 3 weeks ago, I've noticed this conversation starting to steer harder where it's like they're talking about this meeting that happened in hip hop where they decided that they was going to turn hip hop into like this evil thing. And the irony is a letter popped up out of nowhere recently within the last decade. And it was like, oh, you know, in 1991, hip hop went bad and the labels decided they was going to put people in prison. It's like a popular letter, Google it, where they talk about how they was going to cause this evil turn of hip hop. But I always found it funny that that's the majority of a majority East Coast take And guess who happened to have The Rock, you know, in the culture in 91, 92, 93. So it's perfect timing for that poem where it's like, instead of you embracing the reality that the culture brings, that the West brings to the table, it's like you shun it. And I always felt like that was the relationship between hip hop and gangster rap, like a father and a son. So it was dope to put it in words like that. And then having THX, you know, score. THX is this super dope producer from the West. And people don't really know he's like a real hidden secret. So this is what he does. It was just magic. It worked out like that.
Was you in the studio when he recorded it, or did he you send him the poem and then he sent it back?
No, I sent it to him, because if I would have went to the studio with him, we would have overproduced him. Q was a professional. You don't need nobody fucking helping him. He knew exactly what I was looking for.
How has the reception been for that poem? Far as did it go across how you wanted it to go across? Because I totally understood it when I heard it. Like, okay, yeah. But how your comrades that's in the East, did they get it?
Yeah, some of them got it. I mean, some of them talk shit. A lot of them liked it. Everybody pretty much came together and liked the idea. They knew the idea was legitimate, so they gave it props. But I think it's not really going to have its full impact until people see the video. When people see the video for it, that's when they'll be like, that's when all the bullshit I could say is going to start.
Okay, Thug by Myself. That was produced by Bugsy, you, and OTB. Now, it was a line in that record where you said something similar to, if you scared, you better get shermed up. Like, explain why you were telling your nigga that.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Are y'all going to play Dear Hip Hop? I thought y'all was going to be playing the records after y'all talked about them.
I actually thought you was going to play the records after we mentioned it.
Well, I'm waiting for y'all cue. It's like, I'm sitting up there looking at y'all. Y'all want me to play it?
Okay, man. Let's get into it. Dear Hip Hop.
All right, for sure, man. Damn.
Dear Hip Hop, at one time I wanted your acceptance and awe at your perfection. When you came to the crib, I welcomed you with refreshments. Fluence and adolescence, we all peep game. You was in the spinning on cardboard boxes, vandalizing trains. I ain't understand that shit. We was family, you said. I was never in the Bally's and Tim's. I preferred All-Stars and Cortez. Crew necks and Levi's, fuck gazelles, watch rock. I looked the most ominous, with the lopes on my eyes. When I started to rise and carve out my own niche, you permitted rejection and started acting like a bitch. You was in kitted up forms, my nigga, that wasn't it. I saw the look in your broad's eyes every time I hit that switch. Pistol in the stash with a full extended clip. Cause without it, you fall, my nigga, so don't slip. You couldn't interpret the foreign language of the essays, Bloods, and Crips. Tried to ban what you couldn't understand, and the slaves overran the ship. Threw the master overboard, brushed the dust off my dickies, and crushed the remaining niggas like an empty can of Mickey's. Smacked the Statue of Liberty and snatched the torch from her. Since doggy style, I ran shit for 30 straight summers. KRS-One predicted I was headed for self-destruction. Now look at you all, finger banging and flag tuffing. We turned the world out, now you upset in the fall. I'm executing the hit, but Pimp C made the call. This for my baby brother Drill and my kid brother Trap. We don't need you. Sincerely yours, Gangsta Rack.
Our bad.
So what you trying to do, nigga?
What all the strippers saying? What all my niggas saying? Say that. Everybody like.
All right.
Get your money like.
There you go. Not just delete the whole page.
So the next song that stood out to me, well, I ain't gonna say it. So the next song, like when I play the record, after I listen to it one whole time, that I just go back to is Rolly Time. Explain that, because I like that, especially that first verse. You say, turn 10,000 into 40,000 real quick. I heard some niggas say, who was that? That's a real nigga Q, it's time to go. Or, you know what I mean? So kind of talk about that. Just talk about what Rolly Time is and that concept.
So make sure we get back to Thug by myself, because that was a good point. But well, Rolly Time is a true story. It's three true stories that I turned into one day. And I thought it was unique because they were both like, it was two Buster moments in my life. You know what I mean? I got a list of probably six Buster moments, seven, eight Buster moments maybe in all of my years of living. And to document those two to me was special. You know what I'm saying? That was a real dice game. Feel me? In the PJs, where I was wearing niggas' ass out in the dice game. And I really didn't know the other niggas. I only knew the couple niggas I was shooting with. And it was niggas who came home from prison. Feel me? And they looking at me like this old rap nigga from around the corner over here. And, you know, it get real territorial in the ghetto. So I'm wearing their ass out in the dice game, destroying them. You feel me? Whooping on them, putting tips. And I could see niggas kind of coming together like, looking like, hold up, and this nigga just killing him. And I could see the play unfolding. And when I see the nigga kind of tuck off behind the building, like to do whatever he thought he was going to do, I told my niggas, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be right back. And got up out of there, you feel me? But that was a Buster moment. And the other time was in the jungles. That's a real time, too, where this girl I was messing with, her brother came home. And brother, you know, knew who I was, and they gave me the Crip treatment. You know, you in the jungles, it's all bloods. They gave you the Crip treatment. And the only difference is I went out the side window on the bottom floor. You know what I mean? I didn't end up going out the door. I came out the window, and I really got on when he came back with his peoples. So, and the third story is about some shit happened with some niggas I knew from Hoover. Not particularly the niggas I know, but some niggas I fuck with from a Hoover gang. But it was these moments in my life to me where I went out like a buster. So I wanted to put them in the rap. Like, I feel like gangsterism is over-highlighted as this always triumphant thing. It's like, nah, there's some sucker moments in these times where, you know what I mean, you got to make a choice. How important is survival to you so you can come back and do the same thing again? So it's funny, like, though, listening to that record, it always takes me back to those times when that shit happened.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with his mic. He obviously having some mic issues. So let's take it back to Thug by myself, because the first time my brother heard that record, that part stood out so hard to him. He said, hey, man, did you hear when that nigga say you better off getting shermed up? So kind of explain that. And before you explain it, like, we listen to your podcast, so we know, like, you don't do no drugs. And when you was gangbanging heavy, you would say, like, you can't do it if you got to get shermed up. You know what I'm saying? So that's why that stood out to him. So kind of explain that concept for people who might not know what's going on in the active gangbanging world.
Most of the shit that's happening, you know, the violent crimes or the violence, most people are just high, dog. Like, high. Them niggas be high. You know, whether, you know, niggas is popping pills at this point in time, or niggas was doing primos before my time, and during my time, niggas was smoking sherm to, you know, or getting drunk. I call it liquid courage. You know what I'm saying? To go do these same things. And it's funny, I was having a conversation with my homeboy Scav, and we was at a Chinese food restaurant. He had just got out. We was in Bellflower. And my rap career is starting to blossom. You know, everybody's starting to know who I am. So he was really proud, because this is somebody that pretty much, he taught me a lot of stuff I know about gangbanging and really how to survive, and really pushed me to be, you know, the man that I could be as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, not let nobody do nothing to me. He taught me a lot. Like, honestly, like, watching him develop his reputation was special. You know what I mean? He only a year or two older, but he was way off the porch faster. Long story short, I go pick him up at my homeboy house, you know, to take him out to eat. So we chopping it up, and we going over old times. And I'm like, he like, man, you know, I'm so happy for you. Like, you did a good job for yourself. I was like, yeah, cuz, you know. And I was like, man, I was tripping. He was talking about these rap records I was writing. He was like, man, that's crazy how you put that into a rap. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I said, man, you know what blow me away? I said, man, when we had to go do certain shit, y'all niggas would get so high. Y'all niggas would smoke so much sherm, nigga, to go do this shit. You know what I mean? And I used to be in a car just like, damn, man, how are these niggas going to do this high? And I'm like, how did y'all do that? And that nigga flipped it and said, nigga, how didn't you get high? And I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, I think the joke is on me. Because somehow I was able to ration that, like, to ration in my mind why it made sense. And to them, it had to never make sense to some degree, you know, some of the missions.
So still, let's get into a little Thug by Myself so the audience can hear that.
AJNS, Jay, give me 1 second. I want to give, I got something for our listeners real quick. Hold on, fellas. Now, you know, this live right here, this YouTube live is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You can check them out at betterhelp.com/GC101. Now, the best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of different analogies. We go get our cars tuned up to prevent bigger issues down the road. We get annual checkups and go to the gym to maintain physical wellness and prevent injury and disease. Now, some of us clean our cribs pretty regularly, you know, to avoid a giant mess in the house. At least some of us do. I know y'all don't want roaches out there, so I hope y'all taking care of that. But anyway, going to therapy is like all of these. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. I want to get that out the way. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. I go to therapy and it's been very impactful in my life. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This live right here is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Gangsta Chronicles podcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/GC101. Again, everybody watching this YouTube live right now, if you go there now, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/GC101. That's BETTERHELP.com/GC101. Say it again so you get it. That's BETTERHELP.com/GC101. Go on and shoot your boy some likes now.
Dealing with a ride. We all taught to survive.
What's up?
Eastside 7 suppliers. Yeah. Mean I got that bomb, MacGyver. I'm the guy, only fear God. Fuck you and your motherfucking squad.
Got word.
No job. Put in work, no pride. I'm with that, nigga, you can get that. Try and pack me, pack, nigga, get back. One of me for y'all, that's a mismatch. I break them all down like a Kit Kat. I ain't kidding. Kill for the shit. Where I bang, make a kitty get wet. Kiss the rock boys, kitty with a check. Number one reason they don't really disrespect. That's why. Bad for your health. Try 400 on the belt. Guess what's in it? I don't need a nigga help. Kill it with a low. Thug by myself.
Crazy, right? I always do this song at a show, and I rap the second verse a cappella. Thug by myself. Won't even get him. I don't need 100 goons with me out there by myself. My bitch go too. Wartime ain't no rules. Tuli on me, nigga, not Pro Tools. One deep. Fucking with a fool. Fucking with a foolie. Nigga, I'm a foolie. And up to this point, cause my life been a movie. Mama was a D girl, brother still at it. We all been to jail. Nobody ratted. 2 16s. Call that magic. Bring 2 racks. Let a nigga have it. Got 2 straps. Let a nigga have it. Hold the trigger down because they fully automatic. Ah, don't make me mad. Pussy don't make me mad. I empty these rounds. Replace that mag. If I shoot first, guarantee you won't last. Why? Because it's bad for your health. Drop 400 on the belt. Guess what's in it? I don't need a nigga help. You dealing with a loke. I thug by myself. Thug by myself. Every time I do that song, I do it a cappella.
You know what's dope about that? And I see why you do it a cappella. You saying some shit on that record.
And most people don't really chip off of what I'm saying because it sound like rap. And it's like, nah, this is like rap. You know, my bitch go too. Wartime ain't no rules. Tuli on me, nigga, not Pro Tools. One deep, you fucking with a fool, fucking with a foolie. Nigga, I'm a foolie. And up to this point, cause my life been a movie. Mama was a D-girl, brother still at it. Like, you know, I lost my mom to prison. You know, she got 20 years for going to jail, you know, getting caught on the 40 freeway with 10 kilos and 7 gallons of PCP.
You know what I'm saying? Right, so that line really stuck out to me, too, when we heard it. And you say, brother still at it, like,
like my brother's still getting it that, right that's now. That's like,
allegedly. to me, yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to me, that's like, that's why we said this was, to us, like classic West Coast rap, right? We from the Midwest, we from Inkster, Michigan, but we gravitated toward West Coast rap, the Northern California rap in L.A., and when we heard this new project, we say, yo, this classic West Coast shit, like, this that West Coast shit. Another running theme throughout the album is story time with Corrupt. Kind of talk about what made you decide to put Corrupt on there and how you actually feel about Corrupt, because he's actually has 3 interludes and is also on 1 song on the album.
Well, really, he on more than that. He on, like, so... To me, Corrupt is like...
Yeah, my bad. He actually on 3 records.
No. It's funny. He's on more. It's just funny, right? So, yeah, exactly. He's on 3, but it's funny how it works, right? And I'm trying to find the right words. Corrupt, first off, is one of the earliest people. Daz and Corrupt are 2 of the earliest people when I got into this business that didn't care about what they thought of my street reputation or me being from where I was from, who showed me love. So that's starting even personally with my career. Previously, before that, Corrupt just always been this really top-tier MC who can still make great rap records. And I've always felt he represented, you know, even though he's from Philadelphia initially, right, I always felt like he represented the West so well. You know what I mean? Like, unbelievably well. And I like him as a storyteller really well, because I think he always saw it from this different perspective. Like, he's able to break down moments completely different, because I think when you live out here your whole life, you know, you born and raised here, you kind of take it for granted. You know, it becomes like it doesn't happen. But if you let Steel or Ice-T or a Corrupt talk to you about, you know, what's going on when something happened, the story is a lot more visual, because a lot of the things they don't take for granted. It's still very much all they can notice, every last thing. And I like that when Corrupt would tell stories, like whether he would tell a story about Red Rum, rest in peace, him and Red Rum in a car. Like, he knew how to tell you which gas station he was at, which street, why it was important once he crossed Manchester being in Inglewood. That would be a story that most of us would tell you, and we wouldn't be able to get that point across, because we would think you already know once you cross Manchester on Crenshaw, you in Inglewood. But to somebody that's not from here, you have no idea. So I just always liked Corrupt as a storyteller. I always thought he was a really intelligent person. And he's one of the most underrated storytellers on the coast. So minus the rap side of it, but just listening to him tell him stories is amazing. You know what I mean? It was dope.
We could get into a little bit of the story time with Corrupt.
If you're going to do one, you got to do the one with Red Rum. No. Rest in peace, Red, because I don't. That shit will make me sad. Don't do number 3. Do number 2 with him and Snoop. And this is what's so awesome, because if you know the story of how Snoop and Corrupt met, right, they met challenging each other in a cypher.
So is that one? Because, you know, in here, they ain't really number in 2. Order. That's number story 2. Time. It don't give it.
It's a Corrupt 2.
Okay, cool. I got you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Radio station.
Who can see me and dog, man?
For real, though.
I remember Death Row was giving out deals if you could serve corrupt. Remember when we was out of town, three niggas came up and these other two niggas, man, they was like, look, shit, nigga, if you could serve corrupt,
you get a deal. Shit, Matt was notorious for that.
Bro, ain't nobody man. Got no deal.
Look. And like,
ain't nobody was, got no
hold
deal.
Up, hold up. And the pride cuz take right now at being an MC, like, you not serving corrupt, bro. Like right now, a young nigga could come up. That's a dope. Like Benny the Butcher. Like you could get some of them niggas. Yo, them niggas is not serving corrupt right now.
And corrupt would light their ass up. I'm gonna tell you a story. And this is when corrupt and them was kind of at their height. We was in Mexico with Black Tone. Them Sugar Free was there. The Dog Pound was there. And it was a bunch of, you know, every concert, it's a bunch of niggas that rap. And so it was some young niggas out there and they was kind of talking. Next thing you know, Corrupt is off the stage and he lighting these little niggas ass up. I'm talking about No Mercy, No Remorse. He's a real MC, dog.
That nigga is the real. And if you listen to him, like this is him and Snoop. Snoop is the greatest hip hop artist ever. Corrupt is like, you know, they in the same clique. Corrupt is a multi-platinum success. You know what I mean? Successful records, all that. And this nigga still like, that you don't hear him talking about his plaques. You don't hear him talking about the success of We Can Freak It, The Streets Is a Mother, The Classic It Is, or like this is what he wants to tell you. Like, yeah, ain't nobody got no deals. Like, oh, they thought they was gonna serve me and get a deal, or you niggas is leaving here right. Deal. Like, how don't you love that about that nigga, man? I love that about cuz that nigga is really a real animal. You feel me with this shit? And man, it's so important that you stay that way. He's like that right now, man. Like, you could pull niggas out, man. You're not gonna serve. If niggas had to serve corrupt to get a deal, my nigga, the record industry would have so much budget left over all year. Cause niggas is not serving corrupt, bro. It just ain't gonna happen right now.
He take pride in what he do. He take pride in his craftsmanship, dog. And he's very serious about it, dog. Him and RBX is really the rap niggas over there because, you know, to hear, you got to hear X tell him stories too, dog, because he talk about in the early days of Death Row, how they used to just get in the car and go to the projects. Like they'd go to the Nixon Gardens. They'd go to the Pueblos. And they was just over there battling niggas and really just serving niggas.
But another person who don't get credit for being like that is Trey D.
Oh, Trey D like that. Trey D. I always say Trey D is our West Coast Rakim.
Niggas is not gonna step on Tracy Davis, man. You just not. And it's funny because they all, that's the one thing that's underrated about that Dog Pound camp, whether it's Snoop, whether
it's even Dad. Of spitters in there.
Yeah, them niggas is rappers, man. Them niggas ain't fucking around. So fuck all the street shit and all the shit you want to think about. You're not going to get on these niggas, man. They will battle you and get on your shit.
And I think Dog became such an iconic hip-hop song that maker that people forget about that. Dog used to be that, like, he still is Dog, but Dog used to be just...
He an MC a nigga out the room right now. If you put niggas in the room with Dog right now, man, and Dog take off them glasses and take that shit out his hair and start going, you'll be reminded why he's... Snoop Dogg freestyle doggy style. I don't think niggas really understand that.
He's off the hook, man.
That nigga's so a motherfucking animal, man.
Let's go into the song with you, Snoop, and another OG, Ice-T. Kind of talk about your love for the original record, which made you want to G-mix the next record, 6 in the morning. Like, what was it about that record that made you say, you know what, I can G-mix this and get the reception that I want, and then still after he speak on it, get into that record a little bit?
Harvey Show.
I really didn't know how it would be received. Honestly, like a lot of the shit I'm doing now, I don't think I really care about that. I just care about what I think is dope and what I think hip hop needs. And what I definitely think hip hop needs, especially the West Coast, especially the up and coming scene on the East Coast in New York, I think we really need to tap back into the legends. You know, the Ice-T's, the LL Cool J's, the Method Man's, the Corrupts, the Daz's, Swiss Beats. I think that's why it's so hard for the next wave of artists to succeed. You know what I mean? It's not a wave of different niggas. It's, you know, it's only one or two niggas that's having it consistently. Everybody else is, you know, it's inconsistent. You know, there's no new DMX's, you know, as far as success goes. There's no new Jay-Z's as far as success goes. There's no new Biggie's as far as success goes. And I think it's because it's a break in the lineage. So being able to connect the lineage of the West Coast, Ice-T with Snoop. Like, I feel like Ice-T is the West Coast gangster rap god. Like, our whole style was built off of what 6 in the morning was. You know, we took this reality.
Ice-T is the first person I heard say gangster on a record.
Yeah, and that's crazy. But I feel like he created this reality sense of how we do it, where, you know, people that was doing gangster rap before him or the idea, they were still rapping about how good of a rapper they were. Talking about DJs and rappers and shit. This nigga shit is all about pimping, hoeing, going to prison, running from the police. You know what I mean? Like, it was just reality. And I think he's the god of it. You know, we've built so many songs off of that one song, whether it's, you know, 6 in the morning easily is, you know, you get boy, you don't have Boys in the Hood without 6 in the morning. You don't have Wild Thing without that. You don't have Tonight is the Night. You don't have Regulate. You don't have Murder Was a Case. You don't have Today Was a Good Day. You don't even have Rolly
Time in the project, Ice Cube. You don't got that. What else?
You don't have Rolly Time, because Rolly Time very much was an ode to 6 in the morning. And Snoop, if Ice-T is the god of gangster rap, then Snoop Dogg is the Jesus of gangster rap. Like, he came and fulfilled the prophecy of everything it could be. Like, he like Ice came and laid it down and created this thing where we could have NWA, where we could have, you know, T and Spade, we could have this stuff. We could have some success. But when Snoop came, he just transformed life. You know what I'm saying? And changed it all and pushed our culture and our will upon the whole masses. So connecting them, they had never did a record together. Connecting them became really important. You know what I'm saying? So that just became the driving force. It just happened to be the time. And I really wasn't worried about how successful the record was. I was more focused on trying to make sure I connect that lineage of West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Making sure I bring it all together.
That's dope. And here it is right here.
G-Mix. 6 in the morning. G-Mix. Bitch thug like, a lot of niggas say they thug and they don't thug, right? She want a real thug, bands in my jeans, flood your town with that water for the green. Say soon up, this motherfucker clean. Cup full of Bruno like I'm fresh about to be. Sit that hoe down when it's time to go and get him. Bro, I never sent him, I'm in the car with him. Fuck boss, I'm a leader, lead by the leader. Hoes poppin' shit, that's gon' get your nigga beat up. Yes, with the BS, these niggas can't see us. I'm a real nickel, the rap gang need us. At the dinner table, my niggas trying to eat up. And like Trey D, I still keep it G'd up. L to the A, double dollar sign each. Teddy bear with these bitches, on you niggas, I'm a beast.
I'm going up the deep end, still sell a little dope on the weekend. Got your main bitch with me, she freaking. All night we geeking, geeking. Till 6 in the morning.
Most niggas don't really fuck with me, glass.
6 in the morning.
Get your bang on, nigga, let your nuts hang. I give a fuck about your hood, that's on everything. Don't ask me what's good, ain't shit sweet. I ain't never alone, I'm like 6 feet. Black mask, black hoodie, black gloves. Talk shit, kid body, no love. Kinda ill like blood in my bath. The psych say sociopath. Cali nigga from the bottom, put it on the map. Low riding, crip walking, that's a fucking fact. I'm only happy when there's lead flying out the strap. I'm addicted to punishment and payback. I'm a sucker for war, I love conflict. I love the way my wrists feel when that clock kick. Death threats, vendettas in pain. Dreams of killing half the niggas in the rap game. My nigga Glasses Malone said let's get cake. Iceberg on your track equals yellow tape. My nigga Glasses Malone said let's get cake. Iceberg on your track equals yellow tape.
I'm going up the deep end, still sell a little dope on the weekend. Got your main bitch.
Yeah, that was, and to watch him strike that verse, bro, in front of me, that was like crazy. Yeah. You know, to be good, this nigga been good for 40 plus years.
Yeah, I think people underestimate how good IC really is because they think in SVU, not understanding he had to make it to SVU. You understand what I'm saying? People act like they don't even know he like the OG, real OG when this shit comes to, when it comes to this music. But you talked about Trey D and Corrupt, and it's obvious that you have a great deal of love for those brothers. So talk about the song that y'all created together, Active. Like, what was your mindset going in there? Because like you already said, these is two of the heaviest of the heavyweights in LA on the West Coast. So kind of talk about your mind state going in there, and then we'll get into that song.
Really? Again, it's two brothers that I really respect. You know, Trey is a legend like in the streets. Tracy is a real, like, OG is a real legend in the streets. You know what I mean? Like, so my respect, he's somebody to me that paved the way for people like me that really came from the dirt doing it all to transition into the music business. And for him to have multi-platinum success is incredible. You know what I mean? Because it's tough when you real. When it's authentic and people know, you know, they cut you off faster. They cut away from you. So my respect for him, and like Steel said, I've literally been on record saying he's like, Rakim has so many students and people that they fuck with. And I think Trey D is he's what Rakim would sound like if he was from here.
You know how did you meet Trey D? How did you meet the OG?
So I met Trey D on the streets before, on some drug shit before, honestly. But I was always a fan. So when he came home from prison the last time, I made sure, even before he came home, I let him know. You know, like my energy was going crazy. And I'm like, look, my nigga, like, I look up to you, bro. If you need someone, you come home, fuck with me, man. Like, I want to get up with you. And it was love and respect back. He was able to check, you know, who I was, and it made sense for him to fuck with it. So ever since he came home from prison, I've been rocking with him. Whatever he wanted, whatever he needed, whatever he asked me for, you know, I just want the best for the ones that's like me. You know what I'm saying? Especially. So that was dope. And Corrupt, you know, him and Corrupt got songs. They on one of my favorite songs, See Walk, you know what I'm saying? Off of Corrupt, off one of Corrupt's projects, which is a California classic. And just reuniting them again, you know what I'm saying? And just making it funky and hard. That's it. I really didn't even go hard as an MC on it. I just really just set down exactly what it is on this street shit. Like, let's get this understood. That was my mentality walking into the record. I wasn't walking in trying to MC, you know, neither one of these legends off the record. I walked in like, let me stake my claim with all of this shit. Let me lay this shit down flat, nigga. I'm the first nigga. I left my shit running in the projects, nigga. This is what I really did. These is niggas I really got at. These niggas, this is what it is, nigga. All three of us is active on this song, you know. Like, this ain't gonna back down, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Let's get into it then, man. I'm gonna play all three verses on here.
Oh, hold up. And before you do that, right? So I came to my nigga Metro and the homie Dante from the Chromatics to do it. So when we fucking with it, I sent him the idea. I'm like, yeah, I want to flip Grapevine. Like, this is a Temptation record. I'm like, I want to flip Grapevine. And they was like, what the hell you mean? So I started telling them how I wanted to flip it. And I remember Dante and Metro like, oh, I get what you said. And just making it way funkier and harder. So to take a Motown record, and y'all know y'all from Michigan, to take a Motown record and even make it more funky was hard, but it came out dope, and I'm grateful for that. Shout out to them niggas.
That's dope. Here we go right here.
Let's take it back. Who bought the bar out? Who? Fuck a Bentley rap, who pulled the car out? Who? Took it to the bricks, left it running. Who? That was me, nigga, keep it 100. GL, L stand for low. Play me to the left, fuck around and get smoked. See, I really about that action, bruh. That's what separate me from these raps. Bitch, you better act. My bitch got ass. Speed through them curb, make a motherfucker crash. Back to business in the top. Think these niggas really, baby, stop. I'm the realest in this rap shit. Scab tick slow, couple niggas that I trap. Tone plug low, couple OGs I got scratched with. Man, these niggas ain't active. You don't hear me, nigga.
Started as a student of the then store moving something. Come time, front line, nigga wasn't losing nothing. Squabbles, yeah, got those. Locking with the Vatos. Pull out that Quete. Putos get shot, homes. Long Beach General. Gang bang, capo. Now I call shots. Little homies let them blocks go. City straight crypt out. We'll turn shit down. Bumping them gums. We coming for the get down. G rides and we sliding masked up. Multiple victims, so they line the bags up. Niggas know who did it, cause we yelled insane out. We back on 21st and they scared to hang. Out. You can come get it, full fledged with it. I live it to the limit, to the last damn minute. Yeah, you fucking with factors. The east side is in glasses, and we stay active.
You don't hear me, nigga. You don't hear me, nigga.
Crossed out like your hood's on the wall, motherfucker. And I don't like near one of y'all. Motherfuckers get circle dropped in my purple, nigga. Now don't say another word, fool. Everything's wonderful. I just don't understand what the world's coming to. It's like busters get praised to be busters. I'm amazed at how these punk motherfuckers survived and stayed alive after 1995 without getting both eyes closed shut with both nines. Was the only way a nigga like me could get mines. I sit and watch the news and smoke bomb, thinking how I'ma make it to 2029. Got all of this money and still wanna do crime. I'm just stuck in my ways. I'm the same motherfucker from back in the days. Got it, nigga.
You don't hear me, nigga.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
That was a hell of a line. We gonna wrap it up. We got two more to talk about. One that really stood out to us is Rihanna and the concept of that title. So kind of get into that before we play that, because that stood out like, okay, glass is all some shit with this one.
So still hates when I make gangster rap. Honestly, man, I'm just a joker, man. I'm a fool. You know, I'm a wordsmith, and I know how to craft words enough to where they could be taken as like I don't care. But I also always have insight, and I have my own take in life. So I'll play around with so many words that I want to play around. And Rihanna was just one of those dope ideas that I thought to myself, like, yo, I'm going to flip this. I'm going to flip this. I'm going to flip this, you feel me? And I'm going to put on, you know what I'm saying? And I just made it something special, you know what I mean? I went in there and did that song in 5 minutes. Like, I was just fucking around and was like, yeah. Feel me? And it's funny because people really like that song, but that was kind of when I really started understanding in its really minute emphases of how I was going to make gangster rap. You know, I always tell my management, I always tell my older brothers and anybody that's been around me, let me be the gangster rap tyrant I was born to be. Like, I'm a cruel person. Like, I don't care about how people feel because I stand in truth and I'm okay with it. So if they let me be that person, I'll reach my potential.
All right, Steel, let's get into Rihanna.
All right, here we go. The song that almost got us banned. Here we go, Rihanna.
To Cerrito, when I got text, Dito, damn, what baby hitting me for, blowing up my phone, nigga, speak for, what's cracking, what's the word, baby, say she kicked that nigga to the curb, and she love the way that I rap, she want that pussy corded on the set, she or a G, either way it's rough, like, say she want the gangster, but hashtag thug life, get into that pussy, do it like it's this, and got a couple extra inches, I can give you what you missing, tell you wanna slap, leave a couple handprints, damn, man. Unconscious on the campus, scared. First meeting, yeah, I'm talking Benny Hollis. Begging me to beat it up. I'ma treat it like Rihanna. Treat it like Rihanna. Beat it up, cause playing with the pussy ain't enough. I'ma treat it like Rihanna. Bitch call me Chris Brown. She love how a nigga put it down when I treat it like Rihanna. Rihanna, 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 Rihanna. Treat it like Rihanna. Rihanna, 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 Rihanna.
freaky island bitch. And I beat till she out of it. I love a freaky island bitch. And I.
Fear tried to hurry up and cut that off. So man, before we get up out of here, man.
I'm gonna give Steel lucky he got thinner, because I was gonna give him a fucking heart attack before I was done. See, right now he's in shape. Y'all don't realize the reason that nigga got in shape was to handle the content I'm about to start releasing. He know all this shit is light. They was tripping off Rihanna or tripping off Tupac Must Die or tripping. Still know what's in the. He know what's in the magazine.
Not just so he wouldn't give me a stroke, but so I could be ready for these scraps, for these squabbles. We had to line up.
Ain't gonna be no squabbles.
But so yeah, before we get up out of here, man, we want to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's a solid project. You just mentioned Tupac Must Die. We was like, damn, we seen that was absent from the project, but then still explained like, nah, that just was a Lucy he threw out there, and that was hella. I think it was hella controversial because the figure that people look at Pac as, and they always forget that it's always the most popular person who the people champion, and that people forget that these other people have stories too. But we going to save that one because the last song on the record was Monster Cody R.I.P. And we really dug that record because our introduction to real, we not gangbangers, you understand what I'm saying? But our introduction to real gang-banging L.A. street shit was Monster Cody book. I think we read that when he was like 14 years old. And it seems so, at 14 reading that book, it's like, is this shit serious? Like, this is how this shit going in L.A.? Like, because we know it's a million Monster Codys. It's a lot of niggas. But
every time.
But that, like, right, to read that shit and to be like, damn, this is what L.A. is about, and to watch his progression after reading it, because then we start seeing him in documentaries, then we start learning about his little brother. Monster Cody is who taught us how the gang names go, whereas Little, Baby, Tiny, all of that come from us reading Monster Cody book, and then when he passed away, and for you to have that record, just to pay homage to a fellow Crip, because that's big, and I don't know if people know how big that is, because if they pay attention to LA, it's a lot of Crip on Crip violence. But to step away and say it don't matter about the Crip on Crip violence, this Crip was that Crip. So talk about that record before we get into it.
So to be honest, like Monster Cody, it wasn't even just like doing it because he was another Crip. Like if that was a blood nigga telling the same story, it'd have been just as intriguing. What I like about Cody was it ain't a lot of people as articulate that got his kind of jacket. Like I don't got a jacket like Monster Cody. Monster Cody is like chop a nigga arm off jacket. You know, them older niggas, man, them niggas is different. Them niggas like stab you. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean slice you. I mean literally stab you and look at your eyes while you falling. So their generation is different. You know, I've always had a respect for how articulate he was and how he was able to express how he saw this shit. That was important. And honestly, I got that piece from a homie, an OG homie from 60. He has a blog. I mean, well, it is a blog too, but he has a YouTube page. It's called Kev Mac Videos. And if you really want to learn about gangs of LA, like from like his infancy and like a very different kind of take where people think it lacks intellect. And it very much was all of these younger brothers that were really intelligent and had a plan to make something out of their life and come together and be something. You can go to Kev Mac Videos on YouTube and see it. That's where I took that content from. And I just noticed, and what's really special is for that particular thing, mine is that, you know, both of them are Crips and I'm a Crip. It's bigger than that. Kev Mac is a 60. I mean, an OG legendary 60, a real good brother. Monster Cody is an A Trey. So for that conversation to be happening, it was certain things that he revealed to Kev that he wouldn't reveal to just any documentary, some white filmmaker. And that is one of those things. I've heard Monster Cody talk about how the 60s and A Trey beef started a few times. And it's pretty much the same consistent story. But that story right there it meant something because he was talking to somebody who had been around the culture as long as he was. So he was telling Kev, right, who was close to Monster's age, or if maybe the same age, you know what I mean, right close, he was telling him how the first two main characters in Crippin, the time he got a chance to ride with both of them. You know, this is Raymond Washington, the guy who started Crips, right, with his crew, his guy, rest in peace to those guys, and Tookie, who became kind of the face of it at the highest level. And he's telling him a story about how they were riding in the car together. And Zoom that came out. And even what's crazy is if you listen to the rest of that interview that I took that from with Kev Mack on Kev Mack Videos on YouTube, if you listen to the interview, he tells a story when they finally got back to where they was going in the neighborhood. And Monster asked Raymond, excuse me, Tookie asked Raymond, did he want, was he hungry? He's like, yeah, you know, give me an egg sandwich. So Monster scraped together and gave him the last little bit of change he had and sent Monster to go get some food. Monster was so hungry. Like, and this is how I knew that them dudes' lives was in a different place. They didn't have access to opportunity and economics. They did, it wasn't available. Because when they got to the, when Monster got to the place to get this egg sandwich and the food for Tookie, he stole the egg out of Raymond's sandwich. And I know that seems funny, but it's funny to me, like listening to it. But when I think about it, yo, how hungry you got to be to steal a nigga egg out of sandwich? And that's the part of this gang culture that we don't really ever get, which is a lot of these brothers was poor and fucked up and not having a ton of opportunity. They didn't have a ton of opportunity to make a livable wage. They was, you had to take crumbs. That's what they wanted them to settle for. And them niggas wasn't going for it. And so when you check that out on Kev Mack, look up Kev Mack and Monster Cody. But when he tells that story, you know, you don't hear that part, obviously, where Monster steals the egg and all of that stuff happened. They go back and take all the food from there, from the place, and come back. And Monster is bragging about how great he ate. Like, that was a big deal that he ate great, which is trip, right? But how when Raymond is singing Zoom in the car.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Like, his life, something that we look up to these guys and we'd be like, oh, man. But his life was so traumatic, he wanted to escape on a spaceship. That's why Zoom, you know, should be the Black national anthem, because that's why Black people attach to it. Our life in this country is so traumatic that we want to escape this world. And this is Raymond Washington, right? The originator of the Crips, and Stanley Tookie Williams in this car together. And Raymond and Monster is so young in the back seat, he don't even realize that the two niggas he even look up to really don't love the life they live. It's something that they band together because they felt it was necessary. And that shit is dope. Like, just listening to it, like those three brothers in one car. You know what I'm saying?
That's listening dope. To that song. You know, shout out Kev Mack. Shout out Melly Mel, the Hood Postman. Them were some of the brothers, first brothers to start. You know, and I got to give Alex Alonzo's Weasel ass his props. You know, so, Alex, you know, Alex was out there doing his thing. I ain't
Man, he has fantastic. All of them brothers, I'm so grateful. Brothers
do a good job of what they do. Yeah. Alex Alonzo, he was one. Yeah, he was one for a long time.
We tuned in.
Yeah, and it's so important, and it's so important that those brothers keep that journey going, because it gives details into our life. People think it's so ignorant, and it's not. Like, it's driven off poverty and oppression. You know what I'm saying? And that's why that skit is so important. It seems like this super creepy thing to do, and I know that's what people was going to get from it, but for me, I listen to it, and you hear Zoom, and this nigga is singing at the top of his lungs. Like,
just think about this, though, G. You know, Raymond Washington, Tookie, those are legendary figures. They never made no a dime off of gangbanging, bro.
No.
They just, you know, they pivotal figures, but and that's what people need to realize, that gangsterism is a part of West Coast culture. Just like, you know, the brothers graffitiing, you know, their names on the trains and tagging the trains and bombing the trains and stuff like that and spinning on the cardboard boxes. It's just the same thing, bro. It's a part of West Coast culture.
And it wasn't about, and it's not about, to this day, it's not about killing. Poor people kill because they just deal with things primitively, but that's not what gangbanging is about. It's just not. It's really about that brotherhood of a bunch of brothers coming up together broke and banding together to either protect or persevere and chase economics.
Let's go into that real quick. G, before we go into that, man, when is the next project dropping, bro?
The goal is, by the time you see this interview, you know, the next single be out in the sky, a new single in January. I don't know. We'll figure it out. February, March. I have so much material, so much stuff that I want to present. So I just got to give things a little bit of space to live, you know, so people can digest them. But I definitely want to deliver them. You know what I mean? I'm not going to hold back any longer. Like, I'm not going to hold back. Like, I have too much to offer to not.
All right, for sure. So we go let y'all ride out to this Monster Cody RIP. And y'all make sure, man, y'all go check out the Connected Experience, man. It drops every Monday on Digital Soapbox. You know what I'm saying? We go end off right here. Here we go.
Tell you when the first time I met Raymond Washington. Listen to this. This is historical shit right here. I'll boost your sign. By this time, in me and Tookie's relationship, I had started carrying a gun. But Tookie's driver, cat named T-Bone from the west side of the 92nd, had a white, pearl white 68 Chevy on Craigers. That motherfucker was tight. No hydraulics, just fucking sitting on fucking 20 Craigers. Pearl white with the bullets. Pearl white. That was Chucky's like driver. So on Sundays, we banked in the other park, but I carried a gun. So it'd be him driving, Chuck, and me in the back with the burner. Big ass police 38. I already had like two bodies by this time. This day, we go sit in the park, and Raymond's there. So everybody's gathering around Raymond. I'm just in the cut, like I'm supposed to be with the burner. Looking tough as shit. I know I'm gonna miss everything I shoot at. I ain't been to shoot range or nothing. I just gotta drill it and come. I'm ready to aim at the motherfucker, but drill it and come. But, I'm searching that day, Raymond needs a ride back. And so Tookie said, hell yeah. So I jump in the back as usual. So Tookie's next to me. Raymond's in the front, T-Bone's driving. All the windows down. Sunday afternoon, coming back from Inglewood on Manchester. T-Bone got an 8-track tape of the new song that just came out by the Commodores called Zoom. and Raymond's stuck on it. He keeps clicking that motherfucker to the same song, but he's singing it at the top of his voice.
Oh, Zoo, I like to fly far away from here where my mind.
And he's singing at the top of his voice, but that shit is infectious. So we all just like this, right? That shit's fucking cool. We're just like, this is the top of crypto. This is the fucking top, right? And I'm like fucking 12. This shit's fucking blowing my mind, but I'm like, this is fucking crazy right here,
Can you just visualize that when he said that real quick,
man.
Gene? He said, this is the top of crypto, man. Can you imagine, dog?
And it's really, it wasn't really what people think. He's not talking about them niggas going to kill each other. It was just him and his boys.
Man.
And they just making the best out of something. I really want to shout out Kev Mack for allowing me to use that. Like, as I asked him, it was never nothing. He was like, gee, go ahead. Before I got, it's nothing. You know what I mean? And speaking of Warren G for that good, I know we didn't talk about it, but I want to thank Warren G, you know what I mean, for like allowing me to flip his sample and not asking for no publishing. Not none, you feel me? And then blessing me with the remix verse of his classic song. Like, it's a lot of love on the West Coast that don't get talked about. And those are two prime examples. That outro where all of them dudes is from different parts of town, yet it's all love. The fact that Kev Mack, I'm from the East Side, Kev Mack from the West Side, he allowed me to use it, no question. The fact Warren asked me, let me use his sample to make my biggest song, my only gold record, you feel me? And then rapped on it after without ever asking for any publishing for me sampling this stuff. It's a lot of love in this game amongst the culture, amongst Black people in general, that don't get showcased. So definitely a big shout out to Kev Mack, big shout out to Warren G. No, big shout out to everybody who helped me do this project.
Hell yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of all them brothers you named is good brothers, man. You know, Battle Cat, all the Warren, all them dudes is way more down to earth than what people would think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So once again, Glasses, we want to thank you for your time. We appreciate you. When we get back to L.A., we go sit down, have you on the Connected Experience. We go chop it up. But we wanted to make sure that we highlighted this project because, like I said, when you talked about 91, 92, 93, and the people really trying to push that that's when the gangster, when the rap music was sending people to jail, we understood that that is when the West Coast had it. And the West Coast, we all got a special relationship with the Midwest right now. A lot of the L.A. cats fucking with the Detroit cats.
Before that, man, our sound come from the Midwest. You know, a lot of our funk come from the Midwest. So, you know, that's where all the brothers come from. So that bond will never be broken.
Right. And we that's what we here for, to continue that bond. So not Angster, we keeping the bridge right on to L.A., with the help of Steel, with the help of you, man. And our slogan, man, on the Connected Experience is, I want for my brother what I want for myself. And that.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
That's how we want to end it, bro. As always, I want for my brother what I want for myself.
Love that. Much love, bro.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.